This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President-elect Donald Trump has laid out some plans for his first day in office. He did that in a 2.5-minute video address released last evening. He pledged to immediately withdraw from the freer trade deal known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership and put a 5-year ban on lobbying after one leaves the Trump administration. He also said he'll target regulation. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here with more on that. Lewis, like what?
Well, first he mentioned a couple of specific regulations.
I will cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale energy and clean coal.
A couple points about that. Fracking or shale energy, for the most part, is already exempt from federal environmental regulation. The biggest exception there is a new EPA rule about air pollution, meant to limit the release of greenhouse gases and potentially toxic pollutants from fracking. That's only been in place for a few months. So to the extent that jobs in the shale industry are down, it's mostly because oil and gas prices are way down. It's also a long process to rescind a federal regulation that's been finalized. On the clean power side, the major Obama rule on that front is currently held up in court, so Trump could have an easier time killing that one.
Now, Donald Trump also talked about regulation in general. Here's that clip.
I will formulate a rule which says that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
All right, a simple math equation, but how would it work?
Well, most regulations require a notice and comment process that can take years. Rescinding them usually requires the same thing. An executive order like that would face a lot of legal and logistical obstacles and probably be headed immediately to court, the order itself. It's also hard to know exactly how he thinks that idea would play out, because since his election, Donald Trump still has not held a press conference to take questions from reporters.
All right. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you.